One of the most difficult things for a parent is to stand by and watch a child caught in the grip of some devastating illness suffer. On today's episode, we're going to meet a family that did more than stand by. They reached out in care and love, and their story inspired a painting that lives on and on and on to inspire millions. Welcome to The Master's Brush, a series of episodes on Christian art and its impact on our life today. We're featuring Nathan Green and his paintings in this series of programs, and I'm here in the studio with Nathan. And Nathan, what artwork piece are we going to look at today?
Well, today we're looking at Johnny Made Whole. It's a painting depicting heaven and what it'll be like for a young handicapped boy to leave his wheelchair for the first time.
Nathan, as I look at this picture, there are so many different elements in it. Mm-hmm. There's the wheelchair, the dog, the children, the boy embracing Jesus. And
yes.
Kind of walk us through the painting and the different elements.
Well, the idea is this, as I said, is the first time this boy is able to walk, you know, and who would be there for the first steps but Jesus himself to embrace him. But there are other children who may have left behind, you know, illness or sickness or handicap that are running up the hill to the New Jerusalem. And there's this golden retriever, who I happen to love golden retrievers, waiting at Jesus' side, and perhaps a favored pet of this boy, ready to run up the hill with him.
Was the dog a real dog?
Was a real dog. This was my dog, Bear, who I loved dearly. He used to, every time I'd take a nap in my studio, he'd lay down beside me on the ground and put his head on my chest, you know, and I'd feel that dog breath on my face, you know. But his name was Bear. He's a beautiful dog. But he was killed on the road just months after this painting.
So it meant something for you, too, that Jesus had a great love for animals.
Oh, yeah. I believe that, you know, if God can recreate a human being, he can surely recreate a favorite pet or animal, because these animals are part of our lives, too.
What about the wheelchair? Real wheelchair as well?
It is a real wheelchair. I actually borrowed it from a hospital nearby where my studio was at the time. And apparently it's a common brand of wheelchair, and apparently it's the same wheelchair used by the boy this painting is actually about.
The title of the painting is Johnny Made Whole. Tell us a little bit about Johnny.
Well, Johnny was a real person. This painting was commissioned by Marty and Blair. He was president of Adventist Health Systems at the time. And he and his wife had a little boy back, I believe, in 1969. His name was Jonathan, and he was born with severe cerebral palsy. And they have a story to tell about that, actually. But this painting is a symbol, really, a representation of Jonathan Blair.
Des Cummings, vice president of the Florida Hospital System, and Marty and Blair tell that story so powerfully.
Yes.
Let's watch it.
Okay.
I was inspired to ask Nathan Green to actually do a painting called Johnny Made Whole because of the story that I heard when I talked to the Blairs about their experience with their son Johnny. Johnny was born with a cerebral palsy, and the Blairs had to decide whether they were going to keep him at home or actually send him to an institution for care. And they were advised by many people to not try to keep him in their home setting.
Our youngest son Johnny had cerebral palsy. It was termed profound or severe, and he lived to be 26 years old. We kept him at home, and he was quite a happy child. In fact, in many ways, extremely happy, and brought joy to us and to others. It's hard to explain how that could happen with such a child in such circumstances, but it did happen. While we were in the hospital with Johnny, we saw these tragic circumstances with children dying, and we somehow perceived that certain families did not have the hope that we had of the resurrection of the and the rebirth. We did, of course, know that some families did, but it impressed us that there's a large group of people out there that don't have the hope of the second coming.
Johnny Made Whole communicates such hope, such optimism. Every aspect of the painting reveals hope. Nathan, how do colors in a painting and the choice of colors by the artist communicate hope?
Well, I think that heaven will be far beyond our ability to imagine, you know. And I think one of the best ways I can think of to convey that is intense bright colors, intense light, a warm, positive, happy, joyous atmosphere. That's what it'll be, I think, and beyond what I can imagine.
And what specific colors have you chosen to do that?
Well, you know, the New Jerusalem is represented far in the distance, the city of the New Jerusalem, and, you know, bright light, glowing golden color. But also the color of green and all the varieties of flowers. I think that God gives us so many beautiful flowers now as a reminder of what is to come. I mean, this is evidence of his creation, but something better he has in store for us.
I notice that a number of your paintings communicate the theme of heaven. Is that intentional?
Very much so. I believe heaven is a real place, and I believe that this is something not mythical, not legend, not myth. It's real. And I would like children, especially, I think, when they see these paintings, to be so so engrossed in the beauty and the color and the realism of it that they say, wow, this is a real place. I'd love to be there. I don't want to miss out.
So in your paintings, you're not trying to paint something that's ethereal or mystical. You're trying to describe heaven as real as possible. Yeah. What informs your decisions of what to paint or what not to paint as an artist? Are they simply informed by the speculative imagination? You happen to have a very wild imagination? Or is there any substance to the basis of your paintings on heaven?
Well, I think the Bible definitely refers to us being able to sit down together with the lion and lamb. The idea of people being made whole and healthy and happy. There'll be no more crying, no more death, no more sorrow. These are real descriptions in the Bible, and I think it is real.
In a painting on heaven like this, would you sit down and look at scriptural texts about heaven to remind yourself of them?
Oh, yes, yes. I have done that many times.
What are some of your favorite passages about heaven in the Bible?
Well, I like, I'm not the best at remembering specific passages, but I love the description in Revelation that talks about, you know, I mean, it says old men and looking at the children playing. I don't think there'll be old men there. I think that was something that would relate to, you know, the Jewish men at the time
right.
that loved family. But the description of animals and people all together, no fear of lions biting your hand off, you know. That's what I like.
You know, heaven is going to be such an incredible place.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible describes this place of peace and joy, incredible joy. The book of Isaiah, chapter 35, says the eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. It says the lame man is going to run like a deer. And Nathan mentioned Revelation chapter 21, where the Bible says in Revelation 21, there'll be no more tears in their eyes, got to wipe away every tear. There'll be no more pain or suffering or sorrow or heartache or death. And your paintings, Nathan, communicate that hope and optimism. We live in a world where people are so discouraged at times, and paintings can pick up their spirits and encourage their hearts. Have you had any letters regarding some of your paintings regarding heaven and how they've inspired people?
I have very, very often, actually. But I think one of the best stories can be told by Todd Chobotar, actually, something that happened at Florida Hospital. And I think I'd rather have him tell that story.
Let's let Todd tell it right now.
At Florida Hospital, one of the paintings that we have of Nathan's, one of his original paintings, is called Johnny Made Whole. And that painting hangs right outside of the chapel in the main hallway of Florida Hospital. It's a hallway that a lot of parents with a lot of kids travel through. And it helps create a very sacred space that people just love to come to. In fact, that sacred space was the setting for a story that happened not long ago here at the hospital. There was a chaplain who was about to go out on his morning rounds and happened to be passing by the chapel and noticed that there was a small toy, a wooden yo-yo, that was sitting on top of a table just right around the corner from the Johnny Made Whole painting. Thinking that a child must have lost the toy, he went over to pick it up and maybe take it to Lost and Found. But when he picked up that small yo-yo, he noticed that there was a note underneath. And so he picked up the piece of paper and unfolded the note and found that it was handwritten from a mother. And this is what the note said. "Dear Chaz, it's been 7 years since you died inside of me here at this hospital. I think of you often, of the six-year-old boy you would have been. I can picture your blonde hair and your green eyes. I'm sure you would have had my sense of humor and my artistic ability. Please know, I will always love my little boy, and I will miss you my whole life. Be a good boy, and I will be with you someday soon. I love you, Chaz. Mommy." The chaplain folded up the little piece of paper and realized that he was standing on sacred ground. You know, there's a lot of things that we don't know about this mother. We don't know much about her story, her background. We don't know her name. We don't know much about her at all. But we do know this. She experienced a great pain at Florida Hospital. She had been looking forward to the birth of her beloved son, and he died. But what's just as remarkable is that she would come back to that place of her greatest pain to experience a great healing. Because I believe that this mother experienced a little taste of heaven by being able to come into a sacred space like we tried to create. And I don't know whether she saw that painting by Nathan Green hanging just outside the door, but I'm sure she did. And I like to think that it inspired her to think of heaven and how someday soon she would get to see Chaz again.
Nathan, after the break, we're going to come back and listen to some of these incredible stories. And we'll come back and pick up again the story of the Blair family and see how God blessed them in the death of their son. Painting Johnny Made Whole has encouraged parents not only during the time of their child's illness, but even after the child has died. Nathan, you've had a remarkable experience with a special request from parents to use that painting after the death of a child. Tell us a little bit about that request.
Yes, I have received a number of requests to put this painting, this image, engraved on a tombstone of a child who's passed away.
Why do you think parents request that?
I think it gives them hope. I think they want to be reminded that death is really a temporary condition and that someday there'll be no more handicaps and illness and sorrow and sadness and death. It'll be all in the past.
There are times that in this life, parents do face that very agonizing, difficult, sorrowful experience of a child dying.
Yes.
That eventually happened to Johnny.
Yes, it did.
At what point did his parents, along with Florida Hospital, request you to paint this picture?
I believe it was after he passed away. He passed away when he was 26 years old. And, you know, again, I think Mr. Blair, Marty and Blair, would tell this story better than I could.
You know, Des Cummings, a very close friend of Mardian's, and Mardian share that story.
Yes.
And they share the real bondedness that occurred in the Blair family. Mm-hmm. There was something about taking care of Johnny as the parents cared for him for these 26 years of his life that brought the family together.
Yeah.
And they had a great hope of the second coming of Christ. Let's ask Des Cummings to tell the story right now.
Yeah, that would be great.
They decided to keep him at home. And I was amazed by that decision and the power of that decision. as they, as a family, rallied around this child who would never speak in audible terms, never be able to perform in many ways as other family members, but became very key to the whole dynamic of their family, because I believe they became a caring family through caring for Johnny. Now, I asked the family, how did you make it? Particularly Joanne Blair. How did you make it when days were not fun and life was not going well, Johnny was not doing well, or you were very tired? How did you make it? What kept you going? And Joanne told me that it was one idea, one vision in the back of her mind that she had a favorite picture, the picture of one day Johnny would be made whole. And so I asked her to describe that picture. And what you see in the painting is the description that she gave me, that Nathan Green converted to a drawing that we were able to see put into full display through his artistry and has blessed so many people. That painting, if you look at it, has Johnny's original wheelchair over on the side. The dog is not an accident, it's a dog family pet. The children all represent different parts of the family and members of the family, cousins and so forth. And Jesus kneeling down, embracing Johnny, is the centerpiece of the picture, because at this point, Johnny is made whole and life is the way it should be. But it's that way because I believe Jesus was demonstrated by this family into the heart of this child in unaudible terms, but unmistakably caring terms. Because you see, Johnny Made Whole has not only inspired the painting, it has inspired many, many families. As a matter of fact, we took a poll of children. We asked them what pictures they liked most in the hospital. We showed them various pictures on cards, and above all, they chose Johnny Made Whole, 5 times more than any other painting, because it was their vision of what could happen under their circumstance of illness in the future of God's plan to be in heaven, everyone whole, everyone happy. And that is the scene they saw, the smile of Jesus, the embrace of Johnny, the joy of the children. And it came from a family who made a critical decision that they would stay as caregivers throughout the life of Johnny.
That experience in the Blair family really brought the family together in unmistakable ways. Nathan, did you ever meet the Blairs?
I did, a number of occasions, yes.
And what was their response to the painting?
Well, when I first met them after, they'd seen the painting already, but when they were able to thank me for it, there were tears in their eyes, and that means there were tears in my eyes. I am moved deeply by people's reaction to these paintings. I don't always get to hear what those reactions are, but when I do, it touches me.
Especially when you paint a picture of a little child in the arms of Christ,
yes,
in the resurrection morning, what could be more special for any parent?
Oh, yeah.
And what could be more rewarding for any artist?
Absolutely.
After this segment and this break, we're going to come back, and I want to open my heart and talk to you about eternity. I want to talk to you about heaven, and I want to talk to you about that joy that you will have reunited with your loved ones there. At the times of our deepest sorrow, the Bible speaks to us. It ministers to our souls. It gives us hope. Two of the Bible passages that help to inspire Johnny Made Whole are Isaiah chapter 35 and Revelation chapter 21. In Isaiah chapter 35, the prophet talks about the time when all of God's children will be made whole. He talks about that time in eternity, and he says, in Isaiah 35, verse 3, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Your hand's a little weak, you're aging, they're kind of trembling, your knees are kind of shaking. The Bible says, say to those who are fearful-hearted, be strong, don't fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With recompense of God, he will come and save you. Then listen to this, verse 5 and onward. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened. What a day that's going to be. The ears of the deaf will be unstopped. The lame man will leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb will sing, and waters will burst forth in the wilderness, the streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool. Did you notice what the Bible says? The lame man will leap as a deer. truly Johnny and Jack and Jim and Alice and Mary and Joan and all of God's children will be made whole there. Have you lost a child through death? Does one of your children go through unusual suffering? There is good news. The day is coming when that's all going to be over. Has the aging process set in your life with full force? In Revelation, the 21st chapter, in the fourth verse, the Bible gives one of the most hopeful passages in all of Scripture. It describes heaven, the new earth, and it says, "And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, and there shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said to me, 'Write, for these words are true and faithful.'" This is no myth. This is no fairy tale. One day Jesus Christ will come. He will stream down the corridor of the sky. The earth will shake. An earthquake will split this earth in two, and the graves of the righteous will open. Lightning will flash from one end of heavens to the other. And Jesus will come with 1,000 times 10,000 angels. And he will call to that little one that you've laid in the grave, "Johnny, come forth." And Johnny will come out of that grave whole again, new. And I can just imagine those little Johnnies and Jimmies and Alices and Jones. I can imagine the smile on their face, the sparkle in their eyes, their little hands caressing their mama's cheeks, those little arms embracing their daddy's necks. And I can imagine the tears of joy just streaming down the face of those parents. And as they ascend to heaven, mile after mile, thousands of miles into space, past the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets, as they're ushered in to that glory land with the glorious glow of the new city gleaming off their faces, I can imagine Jesus looks at mom and dad and the little children and says, "You're home now. You're home at last. I look forward to that day when every Johnny will be made whole and where all tears will be wiped away." Do you want to say, "Lord, fill my heart with that hope today," as we pray? Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you that death is not the end. We thank you that beyond this life, there is an eternity that waits. We thank you that one day Jesus will come, that every child who has committed their life to you and every person that's made a decision to follow Jesus will be made whole, that we will live with healthy bodies and whole minds, free from fear and sickness and suffering and death, with you through eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Nathan, so much.
Oh, thank you. It's been wonderful.
And thank you for joining us on The Master's Brush. We'll see you next time.